One of our Patriots Monday regulars, Brandon Merriweather, has joined us here in the studio. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I asked Vince, I got to ask you. You like playing in the snow?
No.
Not so much. I think Vince loved it.
That's, you know, Big V is also 300 plus pounds.
There is a difference. You know, if those big guys don't mind it so much.
They say it's a mind thing, but I disagree with that too.
Now, is it the snow that bothers you, or the wind, the cold? What is it?
No, it's not the snow that bothers me. I think it's more of just the wind, you know, because when that wind starts going, it gets extremely cold.
A little tough, too, when the receivers know where they're going. You don't know where they're going, so you've got to react to what their action is, and not always easy to do in those conditions.
Yeah, that's true, and you also got to make sure your foot, you know, your footing is good, and you got to make sure you don't overstride and do all the little things that counts.
Now, if you were covering a wide receiver like Givens, it wouldn't worry you any, right?
Nah, man. Well, yeah. How long you been retired, D?
Man, 3 years now.
Exactly, but, man. Hey, man. Once you out of this game for so long, you know it take a while to get back.
Well, hold on.
If he had a month or two to, you know, to train and get himself there, you know, I would. I'd be like, hey, y'all give me some help over the top. You know, give me some inside help or something.
Yeah.
Hey, how's Devin McCourty doing today?
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen him yet. But I'm sure he's doing good. He was doing good on the plane. I'm sure he's all right.
He's having himself a year, isn't he?
Oh, yes. He's having a really, 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 really good year.
David brought up the point earlier. I mean, he may be Pro Bowl caliber that kind of year. He's
yes.
got six interceptions so far.
I agree.
Is it seven now?
I'm pretty sure.
No, he's six. Yeah, he's
is
six
okay,
interceptions.
I'm wrong.
He had a fumble recovery. I mean, a caused fumble yesterday that led to a touchdown. A defensive score. So, you know, I think he's doing a great job.
And a lot of times cornerbacks, at least watching from afar, is easy for me to say, cornerbacks don't always look like they want to hit you much. Devin McCourty acts like he wants to hit you.
That ain't true.
It's not true for all of them.
I like to say we got the most physical secondary in the league.
I said you cornerbacks
know,
now, not safety.
I'm talking about period overall. Yeah. I mean, corners, safeties, you know, whoever you want to put in there. You know, I think us as a secondary, that's something we strived on this year is to be more physical. And our corners, they'll come up and hit you just like our safeties will.
Sort of thing that does sort of build on each other, doesn't it?
Yes, it do.
I mean, if they see you making a big hit, then they want to make one.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they see me make a big hit, you know, it's usually over the middle, so now they get greedy. So now they start to say, it's time for me to get a pick because we know they ain't throwing it over the middle no more.
Yeah, I've definitely seen Brandon make a few big hits out there. And, you know, McCourty just the other day, yesterday, he had a nice hit. You know, I think it was a toss or a stretch play coming his direction. He slipped inside of the tight end and, you know, hit the running back in the leg.
Yeah, that was a big play. And, you know, that was on the first drive of the game. That was it was on third and one. And he put on his big boy pad. So that was a huge play.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, whenever you got corners who could step up and make plays like that, you know, you're going to be all right.
Yep.
One of the things Tom said this morning when Tom Brady was on the station, he talked about how practices are different this year than they were last year. A lot younger defensive unit.
Yes.
As a whole, average age of 25 and a half. He said practices are a little longer than they've been, a little more situational football. And he also talked about how well that young defense has responded to it so far. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I do. But, you know, I'm part of that young group. You know, I'm only four years in. You know, I wouldn't consider myself a vet yet, but, you know, I have to wear the vet shoes. But, yes, I would say we responded to it well. You know, we got a lot of chemistry, and I think we putting things together.
The other thing we talked about with Vince was guys stepping in. I mean, Brandon Spikes has to sit down for 4 weeks. Gary Guyton steps in, and it looks like he's been playing that position, and he's played a lot this year. But I'm just saying, he steps right in and acts like it's been his position all year long.
You got to remember, that was Gary's spot last year.
Yeah.
You know, and the year before that was Gary's spot. So Gary has been playing that spot for a while, you know, just for him to, you know, come back in and step back into that role and, you know, continue to get better and continue to play at a good level. It just speaks about the person.
Yeah, you know, also it speaks about what Vince was saying earlier too. I mean, obviously that was Gary's spot last year. He continued to practice. He continued to do the right things in practice so that when his number was called to step on that field and make plays, he was prepared just like he was last year. So, I mean, he did a great job of filling that role.
Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming week. It seems like you guys are always playing in the national game at 4 or Monday night or Sunday night. It's a Sunday night game this week. Look, the Green Bay Packers have a terrific passing attack, prolific passing numbers. We don't know as we sit here today whether Aaron Rodgers will be playing or not after the concussion yesterday.
But I'm sure he will.
And what you do know is that they can throw the football and they've got some guys who can catch it. A little different defensive mindset would you expect than from the Bears, who I think went into the game wanting to pound the ball at you all day long?
No. You know, the Bears have, you know, Devin Hester and Johnny Knox, you know, some great kickoff returners, punt returners. You know, whenever you got guys like that, you know they're big play guys. You know, they as soon as they touch the ball, they could take it 99 if they have to. So, you know, whenever you play in a team like that, you know, you try to keep the balls out of them guys' hands. And, you know, I think it's the same way with Green Bay. You know, they got Jennings and Driver and you know, all the rest of the guys, you know, they'll do the same thing. So I think for us personally, we have to go into the game thinking we got to be physical. You know, that's the way we've been playing, and we've been having a lot of success with it. So we're going to try to keep that going.
You made a great point earlier about the way this secondary is playing now and how it might be changing how they're approaching things up front on the defense.
Yeah. You know, what I've noticed is it seems to me like last night against the Bears, the Patriots seemed like they were putting a lot with their front four. It seemed to me like they were putting a lot more pressure, you know, blitzing, giving them a lot more pressure, basically leaving it up to the defensive backs to make these plays. Because from what I've seen over the last 5 weeks, it seems like as a whole, the defensive backs have matured, you know, a great deal, because, you know, you guys are making more hits, you know, more interceptions. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. So in a way, it seems like Coach Belichick is kind of leaving it amongst the defensive backs, the young defense backs, to basically make those plays.
Yes, I think he's giving us a little more responsibility. I think the reason he's doing that is because he know we're maturing, mm-hmm. and that we're doing a lot of things that we didn't used to do. You know, everybody is doing their job. You know, we don't have many guys doing too much freelancing or doing the little things that, you know, jeopardize the defense.
Right.
You know, if you tell us to do something, you know, you don't have to tell us 7 times. Like, right. You know, last year we had, you know, well, you had to tell us, you know, if you tell us, okay, on empty, we're going to do this. You know, you had to tell us that over and over again. This year, you know, you tell us we got more mature guys who be able to do it.
Yeah, something I remember when I played was Belichick does not like mistake repeaters. And
no.
I bet he says it all the time, you know. And I, you know, there was quite a few times where when I was playing special teams, I was a mistake repeater at times. And, you know, I learned very quickly, you know, after I was sat down and, you know, I wasn't playing a couple games, but I learned very quickly, you know, not to be a mistake repeater. And that's just how Belichick does things.
Yeah, and I'm not a mistake repeater, but I'm a freelancer at times, you know, and
right.
He set me down. And, you know, after a decent year last year, just to get my attention like that, and I appreciate him for doing that. You
exactly,
know?
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of people say Bill is a certain type of way, but, you know, I appreciate the way Bill is.
Yeah, and that's something else I want to say is, you know, Bill makes you compete. You know what I mean? He makes guys practice, you know, against each other every day. You know, he's going to get the best out of every guy. And in my opinion, competition is the best form of commitment. You know, and when you see guys that are out there ready to compete with each other to get better in practice, that just shows that you're truly committed to be a team player and you're truly committed for your team to be successful and win.
That sounds great.
Now, see, we got to let the man go because otherwise, we could talk trash about Notre Dame and the University of Miami.
Hold on, I forgot to mention.
Game.
Hold on, check this
Notre
out.
Dame alum
listen,
over here.
Listen, that is not a conversation.
Oh.
Period. No.
Hold on.
D. Gibbs, let's be honest.
Hold on.
Let's be honest. Do you really think y'all have a chance?
Well, if
I know a player who's on our team this year who even said, listen, we don't have a chance.
Who, Vince?
No.
A Notre Dame player on your
team?
Yes, from Notre Dame who said, listen, man, we don't have a chance. Aww. Give it up. Just it's a wrap, man.
You know what? I got to go with my team because as bad as they looked at times, you know, Miami doesn't look much better,
but
though.
You know what?
We look
I'm with Brandon. I don't think you got a chance in this thing, no.
Listen.
I'm glad we're on radio so you guys can see my face. But, you know,
Listen.
How about this? If you think your team, if you're that confident in your team, how about we make a gentleman's bet, okay?
Let's do it.
And if Miami wins, I'll wear your jersey.
Nah, I want you to wear the duck.
The whole.
You to wear the duck. I want you to wear Ivins. You got to wear Ivins. That's what I want. I want you to wear. When Miami wins, I'm going to have them send up the Irish suit. You got to wear it to whatever game we play after that.
Okay. All right, this is what we're going to do. I have to wear it. Well, hold on. This is not fair. you're playing right now. Okay, I can't have you wear something like that.
Hey, listen. Hey, man. Trust me, you ain't got to worry about it because we're not going to lose.
All right, this is my side of it.
Do I have to call my young boys and tell them, man, listen, this is a no competition. Y'all go ahead and do this. Hurry up so I could go ahead and get this Ivy suit up here and have the Gales wear it on national TV.
Hey, I'm too close to home right now. You sound like Rex Ryan right now. I feel like Coach Belichick right now.
Brandon, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Brandon Merriweather here on Sports Radio WEEI.